Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Amanda, this show is as dramatic a reality TV show as I've ever seen. But for my listeners who haven't seen anything of it yet, can you give them a kind of a 2-sentence explainer of what it is?
Oh my goodness, it won't be 2 sentences. I've never had 4 sentences in my life. But it's 8 couples, one side of the couple or maybe both have cheated on each other, and they're questioning whether they possibly can make it back to each other. Have they lost the love of their life? And they go into a beautiful villa in Mallorca and they sit around a table, and with the help of the wonderful Paul C. Brunson and me as their sort of friend popping in and out in fabulous dresses. to see whether or not they can make the journey back to each other. And whether they do or they don't, whatever happens, everybody leaves. I keep saying this, with their sort of soul intact and their integrity intact, and definitely with information that they can take into their next relationship that will hopefully make the next one better.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for everybody.
Let's hope so. And Paul, like, let's talk about cheating in a general sense if we can, because obviously this is the thrust of the show, as it were. Is it possible to rescue a relationship after there has been infidelity?
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't be here if we didn't believe otherwise, you know. And I think that the show really outlines that there is not just possibility that it can happen, but that when it does happen, there could be much stronger satisfaction, much stronger relationship. But then it also, you have to debate, well, what does cheating mean? You know, what does it actually mean? And I think we do a great job in unpacking a lot of these gray areas. What does it mean? Mm. Can you stay together? Will satisfaction go up? But yeah, in this show, it's all there.
And Amanda, you must, I guess, fall in love with these people who are there, because you're there, as you mentioned, as a friend. I mean, you're not, you know, involved in the way that Paul would be in a professional sense. You're involved in a much different way. So you must want the best for all of these people.
Well, that absolutely right. And obviously, before we start a show like this, I had all the due diligence, all the notes on them. So when I see them living and breathing in front of me, it felt completely different to the sort of the written research that I was given to me. And immediately, I wanted the best for every single person in there, because stories aren't as they seem. When you read them, they're different to when you're looking into, like, the girls' and sometimes the boys' eyes that are full of tears. You see the pain, you see the heartache, you see, I mean, there was lots of joyous, funny moments as well. It's extraordinary, but whatever happens, these are people that they're good people who've made bad choices. Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing. There isn't a single person that's in that house that you won't have a strong opinion on. And I think the worst thing in life, it's like when I do Britain's Got Talent, if an act comes on and it's not a yes and it's not a no, it's really dull.
Right, and gotcha.
It's just a meh. Mm-hmm. None of the characters in our house.
Not one.
No, there's no dull characters in there. I can assure everybody of that.
But you have an opinion on everyone. It's good for everyone.
It is good for everyone. What I thought was, I don't know, was it a good idea or a terrible idea, Paul, to put people who have admitted to cheating and their cheated partners, but put the people who admitted to cheating in a villa together with other people who've admitted that they've cheated. And all of a sudden you're like, yeah, okay, listen, I really want to get back with you, but see you later. I'm just going to go off with these really hot people over here and everything will be fine.
You know, I think it's brilliant. But you think about this, right? They are able to then learn, if you have been betrayed.
Yes.
And you are living with a cheater, you can now understand the mind of the cheater.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I think it's very important because you're learning from everyone. You're learning from those in the villa. Yeah. You're learning from your partner. You're learning from us. That's critically important.
Where are the wildest people? Like, is it here on this cheat show? Is it maths? Is it celebs go dating, Paul? Where do you find the crazy? Or is it people on the street who walk up to you and go, oh, hi, Paul, can you solve my relationship problems?
They literally do. He gets stopped all the time. I said, you've got to start charging. You're by the hour. Don't forget.
Yeah, we've been charging this morning.
I should be on commission.
Yeah, we should. But actually, I have to say this, though, is that truly, I think this is a project that if you cannot afford counseling, right, if it is not accessible to you, mm-hmm. you sit down, you watch this with your partner, you will learn skills.
Yes.
Your relationship will become better just by watching.
That's true, because I was there for weeks with Paul. My husband came out with my kids. I was so nice to him.
Okay, wow.
On board so much of what Paul said.
You left the retreat, it was all over.
It was done, yeah.
Have either of you guys spent much time here in Ireland, by the way?
I've done a couple of your theatres, and I think the last time I was there was on a book promotion tour, and I did The Late Late.
The Late Late Show, a great the longest running chat show in the world.
Yes, I did that, and that was the last time I was there. I was in Dublin, and amazing. It was gorgeous.
Now, yeah. Now, you know, I drove from London to Cork.
What?
Man, oh, yep.
In an amphibious vehicle.
Yes, I did. And then from Cork to Dublin.
Wow.
Was that a chat? What was it?
I just drove there.
Just for fun?
It was a family. It was a family.
Your poor kids.
That's an amazing trip. What a great road trip. Amanda, before I let you go, can I just do one thing? Because listen, I think I could be on the next series of Britain's Got Talent. Can I show you my talent before we go?
Oh, I thought you were going to say cheat.
No.
Darling, you don't have to say anything.
He's auditioning to be on cheat.
No, definitely not that, right? Listen, my talent is this, right? I can make the noise of the TIE fighter, which is Darth Vader's little ship in Star Wars, right?
Right.
Bear
this
with
is
me.
Niche, but I'm
it is
going
niche,
with it.
Right? So imagine I walk out on stage, you're there, Simon's there, you're all ready for then you go, okay, go ahead. And I go like this.
Is that it? Is that clever?
That's it.
You need a bit of WD-40 on that.
You're a very polite lady. Thank you, Amanda. Paul and Amanda, thank you both very much.
Next year.
Okay, I'll try again next time. Yeah, well done on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.